Good morning. Buildings near the volcano on La Palma were engulfed by rivers of lava early on Saturday, with the drama of the red-hot eruption intensified by flashes of lightning. Blocks of molten lava as large as three-story buildings rolled down the hillside whilst a series of tremors shook the ground. The magma destroyed at least four buildings. There were a series of 37 seismic movements on Saturday, with the largest measuring 4.1. Since the Cumbre Vieja volcano began erupting on September 19th, it has destroyed nearly 1,500 buildings and engulfed 480 hectares of land. Lightning flashes can be produced during volcanic eruptions because the collision of ash particles creates an electrical charge. Airlines flying to the Canary Islands were advised to load extra fuel in case planes had to change course or delay landing because of the ash. Authorities said yesterday that Spain has started a new evacuation operation to extract more Afghans and their families left behind following the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. The Defence Ministry said it would not give any more details in order to protect the mission, but Spanish news agency EFE reported that the plan was to get out some 200 people via Pakistan. Foreign Affairs Minister José Álvarez visited both Pakistan and Qatar last month to ask for their assistance in extracting more Afghan workers who had not been included in the first airlifts from Kabul. Spain successfully evacuated some 2,200 people in the frantic days following the takeover of the Taliban in August. The British public are divided over Boris Johnson's holidays to Marbella. Some say he deserves a break after a difficult 18 months, both publicly and privately. His critics, meanwhile, say he's abandoning the country in the middle of a fuel crisis. Either way around, he's chosen Marbella for his getaway. Previous British prime ministers have also holidayed there. David Cameron and Tony Blair both stayed with their families at the Costa del Sol's hotspot. His allies argue that his last proper break was in early January last year. Since then, he's been seriously ill with COVID, lost his mother, divorced, become a father, married, and prepared to welcome another child, all whilst dealing with the UK's gravest crisis since the Second World War. It was reported yesterday that Boris Johnson was utterly exhausted by the events of recent months. And Raquel Sanchez, the Minister of Transport, announced on Saturday the current coronavirus restrictions on accessing airport terminals will be lifted in the next few days. The measure will apply to all national airports operated by Aena. At present, to limit the number of people gathering in one place, only passengers with a boarding pass, aerodrome workers and companions are permitted to enter the airport terminals with just cause. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.